Top law firm rescinds job offers to Ivy League students who sign anti-Israel statements. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 18, 2023. A top law firm has reportedly rescinded its job offers to Ivy League students who sign anti-Israel statements in response to the mass murder of Jews in Israel by Hamas. Davis Polk, a top U.S. law firm, said in an internal email to employees that the students' statements do not represent the firm's values, according to a report by NBC News. The law firm announced that it has already rescinded three letters of employment for law students from both Harvard and Columbia University, as they signed on to organizational statements about Israel. "These statements are simply contrary to our firm's values, and we thus concluded that rescinding these offers was appropriate in upholding our responsibility to provide a safe and inclusive work environment for all Davis Polk employees," Neil Barr, managing partner of Davis Polk & Wardwell, said in the email. "At this time, we remain in dialogue with two of these students to ensure that any further color being offered to us by these students is considered," Barr added. A representative of Davis Polk reportedly pointed out a statement that was included in the email. "The views expressed in certain of the statements signed by law school student organizations in recent days are in direct contravention of our firm's value system. For this reason, and to ensure we continue to maintain a supportive and inclusive work environment, the student leaders responsible for signing onto these statements are no longer welcome in our firm, and their offers of employment have thus been rescinded." As Breitbart News reported, more than 30 student groups at Harvard reacted to the terrorist attacks against Israel, which left more than 1,300 Israelis dead, and also involved rape, beheadings, bodies being set on fire, and kidnappings, by signing anti-Israel statements. In their letter, the Ivy League students declared, "In part, we hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence. The mass murder of Jews in Israel by the Palestinian terror group Hamas also galvanized students across the U.S. into putting on pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations on their college campuses, with one student at Ohio State University even referring to the slaughtering of Jews by Hamas as a resistance movement." Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman reacted to the Harvard statement by calling on the university to release the names of students that are members of groups that signed the statement, so that employers do not inadvertently hire pro-terrorist graduates in the future. Sweetgreen CEO Jonathan Neiman responded to the Harvard statement by taking to social media to say that he would like to know which students signed onto the letter so I know never to hire these people. Same, Easy Health CEO David Duell posted in response to Neiman. FabFitFun CEO Michael Brukeem also reacted to the Harvard statement, writing, "Discriminating against terrorist supporters is the most comically easy decision I'll ever have to make as a CEO." Meanwhile, Judge Matthew Solomson of the U.S. Court of Federal Claims revealed that he will not let any of the students who signed onto the statements clerk for him, NBC News noted. Prominent donors, including the Wexner Foundation, co-founded by Leslie Wexner, the former CEO of Victoria's Secret, have also cut ties with Harvard over the student's statement. Student groups at other Ivy League universities, including Columbia, issued similar joint statements. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.